The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Silveros studio. Welcome to our top stories this hour. Another very, very busy news day here in the Pacific Northwest. We're getting more details on the shooting at CHOP this morning. Still no arrests. Now, five people have been shot, two murdered in the last 8 days, and there have been no arrests in any of those shootings. Welcome to our future. Welcome to a policeless society or a significantly defunded police society. Welcome to the ultimate goal of this movement. Let's get right to our top story.
The Big Lead, top story.
Jenny Durkin is looking as ridiculous in her decision-making as any politician we have ever covered now. Because when the first day of CHAZ, we said exactly what was going to happen, that this was going to be anarchy on the streets. When, you know, on the very first day, there were armed domestic terrorists who had, you know, called in repeated arson threats to the Seattle Police East Precinct. And you don't negotiate with terrorists. And arson is, or threat of arson, is a terroristic threat. And Jenny Durkin decided to not just negotiate with terrorists, but to completely cave in, to turn over a chunk of her city. And it has had now just absolutely tragic consequences. Here is the gunfire as it rang out about 3 o'clock this morning. Count the gunshots. I think I count nine of them, but count the number of gunshots as a 16-year-old child was murdered and a 14-year-old put into critical condition. That nine or ten. I wasn't sure if one was a gunshot or if one was just some other loud crash sound. But it's either nine or ten gunshots rang out. So here's what we know about it. The two children who were out flying around in a Jeep Cherokee at 3 a.m. They drove onto the playfield at Cal Anderson, where a lot of people have put up tents. I mean, it is basically just another gigantic homeless encampment in Seattle. And they drove on the playfield. No idea if they had any intent to hurt anybody. But that in and of itself is a reckless act, but it's not an act that carries the death penalty. And then some of the domestic terrorists with guns. And what is unclear, police still have not told us, if the two children had guns. There was an initial report that the two in the Jeep might have engaged in a drive-by shooting. There's no evidence of that at this point. There's no evidence that they had guns. And in fact, I have seen a picture of the Jeep after it crashed and then the two children were, well, one... We don't know if they were executed. There are some witnesses who say that one of the domestic terrorists just went up and executed the 16-year-old with a headshot. And then the 14-year-old, as I said, is in critical condition. We don't know if the two children had guns. We do know that, you know, either 9 or 10 shots rang out. The windows on the Jeep in the still photo that I have seen are rolled up, which would suggest that the people inside the Jeep were not firing from the car because you roll down your windows if you do that. And so we don't know if they had guns. We're waiting for the police to give us more details on all of this stuff. But the point that I made at the beginning of the show, and I think it bears repeating, is this was an entirely predictable tragedy. And I say that with 100% confidence because I predicted these tragedies a month ago when this insanity first was allowed to happen by Jenny Durkin. And how Jenny Durkin is wrestling with not only, you know, the two dead people, the three others who have been shot, two of them were in critical condition in the last 8 days, but she gave up the East Precinct. She gave up several blocks of her city to people who were passing guns out from the trunk of a vehicle to anybody over 18. And you have Jay Inslee, Jenny Durkin, they always exploit any shooting anywhere in the country. They can't get to a microphone fast enough. We need tougher gun laws. But have they enforced any of the gun laws in CHOP? Are there some known felons walking around with guns? Yes, there are. They won't even enforce existing gun laws. And why? Well, because these are peaceful protesters. It's time to explode that myth as well. This has never, ever, ever been about peaceful protest. It is not about social justice, and it is not about police violence. I'm talking CHOP. There are some people out there who are genuinely concerned, and rightly so. And I think that social justice and any police violence outside of the bounds of their job, any police violence, we need to talk about these things as a society. We need to do something so that people feel like we're on the right path. But CHOP has never been about social, racial equity or police violence. It has been about the ideology of the groups who are behind this madness. They are Marxists, self-avowed. Self-avowed. Sawant, who is the biggest cheerleader for all this brutality and bloodshed. She is an avowed Marxist. I read this to you a couple of weeks ago. The written documents of her organization, Socialist Alternative, call for destroying our cities and eventually our country from within so that they can rebuild with their Marxist ideology. They want a redistribution of all wealth. They want no police. Defund the police. They want criminals to have no bail. They want to essentially eliminate our jails. They want to allow criminals to roam the street. Well, why? Well, because if you have anarchy, like we have seen for the last month, and it's just shameful. Every building, every day, covered with vile graffiti. And human waste everywhere. And they took, you know, what was a pleasant few blocks, and they've turned it into a third world country, complete with armed insurgents enforcing their law on the streets. And Jenny Durkin, a former U.S. attorney, has watched all of this happen and now has said that she is willing to give $100 million to the social justice groups, which is pretty good racket. Man, you threaten to burn down a police precinct. You use that to take over said precinct and several blocks surrounding it. And then you have these spineless politicians who say, well, we'll give you $100 million of our citizens' tax dollars so that we can get back what we just gave you. I truly have never seen anything like this in all of my years of covering all of the madness in our region. Carmen Best, the Seattle police chief, I feel bad for her because she didn't want to give up the East Precinct. She didn't want to give up six blocks of the city. It's clear that she and Jenny Durkin are at odds on all of this. Carmen Best had a press conference in the street this morning.
I can't telegraph what's going to happen. I can tell you that I think enough is enough. I absolutely do.
Can you imagine going through another night here with the situation as is?
Well, I can tell you this, as an African-American woman with uncles and brothers and stuff, I wouldn't want them to be in this area. We've had two men killed, and we have a child that's injured from gunfire. So this is a real problem. And I would question, you know, why we would continue to allow this to happen.
And she said that before we knew the age of the dead person. It's a when she said two men killed, because last weekend it was a 19-year-old. This morning we now know the dead child is 16 years old. All five who have been shot in CHOP in the last 8 days are black. According to eyewitnesses, I mean, there are no suspects. There may be suspects, but there certainly have been no arrests in any of those five shootings. But, you know, Sawant last weekend, a week ago, said, we believe white supremacists did this. And then the overwhelming evidence was, nah, it looks like the shooters were black last weekend. And that is certainly what witnesses are saying about the shooting in the wee hours of this morning as well. And so we just have black on black crime happening up in CHOP. You have no police. Police aren't allowed in. Private security hired by the business owners had to carry the 14-year-old child out to outside of CHOP because we don't allow the police or medics into CHOP because the armed insurgents have taken control of that area. And so a private security firm that business owners hired had to carry that child out side the CHOP zone so he could get in a medic vehicle and be transported to Harborview. The 16-year-old was dead on arrival at Harborview. And Carmen Best asked if she's talked to Jenny Durkin about ending this insanity.
I think everybody in city government has been talking about what we can do to have a reasonable response that limits any issues or danger. But we also recognize that a place where we have seen now two murders and multiple people injured, there needs to be some more action for public safety.
Yeah, it's interesting that they've completely glossed over the disabled woman who was raped in a tent there about a week and a half ago. That got almost no attention at all. We talked about it. But a disabled woman's been raped. Two teenagers have been murdered, 16 and 19. Three others have been laid out by gunfire. And remember what Jenny Durkin said. And I think anybody with any common sense knew how insane this was. But what she said when she gave up the East Precinct was, well, we're doing this to forestall any more violence. And I went on the air that day and I said, well, the violence is going to be unimaginable in a cordoned off area that has no police, where they have said they claim to have seceded from the city, from the state, from the United States of America. How did she not see this coming? Or if she did see it coming, because most of us did see this coming. I mean, look at the number of shootings this weekend in New York and Chicago, triple digits. And because many parts of those cities, the cops aren't in and there's just gang street warfare. And they knew this was coming. And if they didn't, it's an incompetence of an unimaginable level. And it just, it breaks my heart. And then Chief Best, She was asked if they're going to get back in the East Precinct one of these days.
We're going to figure out how we're going to get back into this area. Mostly we're trying to make sure that we're peaceful in whatever that we do.
Okay, and then people were just screaming at her while she was trying to do her press conference.
I mean, I can tell you from my own perspective, we absolutely believe in the cause. We absolutely support Black Lives Matter. But, you know, this situation, as your reporters are walking around, you can see that it can be dangerous and unacceptable. And so we're going to have to work through this. But this is not safe for anybody. Not anybody. Multiple cases, two murders. And it's not right.
Okay, and you're the hands of the oppressor. What are you, CHOP peaceful protesters? Do you take responsibility for children dying? Children being murdered, being executed in the street? Kshama Sawant has issued a statement. I just saw this on Twitter. She, of course, the biggest fan of CHOP. And she says, while we await details of this tragic killing. Oh, why are you waiting for details? A week ago, you told us it was white supremacists who did the shooting. And had to retract that one day later when it turns out they were neither white nor supremacists who did the shooting a week ago. But you didn't wait for any details. You wanted to just inspire more racial division and hatred when she declared without one tiniest bit of evidence that it was white supremacists in the shooting a week ago. Okay, so now she's apparently learned her lesson. So she says, while we await details of this tragic killing, it highlights capitalism's brutality and endemic violence. This isn't a funny story, but the fact that she's still going to cling to that one is just mind-blowing. Our movement rejects insinuations and falsehoods perpetuated by corporate and conservative media that this violence is outcome of CHOP or of our movement. It is 100% the outcome of CHOP in your movement. Because you, avowed Marxist, Sawant, this is your movement. These are your documents. You want to destroy society from within. You want to destroy capitalism. You want to destroy the police force as it is. And you do that with violent, armed militants taking control of our city. And that is your big lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Oh, man, so much other news we got to get to as well, and we shall. It's a very busy afternoon. Lots more straight ahead. By the way, text me. I'm going through all your text messages. You can text me at 98973. I'll share some of your comments as we've been doing throughout the afternoon as the Dory Monson Show continues. Get rid of this bumper, Sean. Cut it off. Don't fade it. Just cut it off. Because, ladies and gentlemen, please rise for our national anthem. That's the most I can listen to that song. I like John Lennon. I mean, the Beatles are the most phenomenal band in music history. And I like a lot of John Lennon's solo stuff. He also happens to have written the single worst song in the history of music. Okay, here, I'll give you 5 more minutes. There, that's all. That's all I can stand. Okay, the reason I play that is because the cancel culture is in absolute full swing. And one of the efforts that's underway is at yahoo.com. Yahoo! They published an editorial calling for the cancellation of the Star Spangled Banner. According to various activists, the current national anthem is deeply problematic. And they say the problem isn't necessarily the song itself, but the guy who wrote it, Francis Scott Key, was a slave owner in the early 1800s, they say. And so we got to get rid of it and switch the the insanity. So they want to change the national anthem to the Communist Manifesto, which is Imagine. Imagine is the Communist Manifesto set to music. You know, communism, the religion or the political philosophy that bans religion. And of course, that's a central part of them. Imagine there's no heaven. There's no hell below us. But that truly is the Communist Manifesto set to music. So that's one of the efforts that's underway. But there's a lot of stuff. I missed a lot of cancel culture stuff when I was in Montana last week. Goodness gracious. Pierce County has to be canceled. Did you guys talk about this one last week, Nicole, on the big show?
Oh, yeah. We brainstormed some people to rename it after.
Like we've done with King County, which used to be, was originally named after former Vice President Rufus King? I think it was Rufus. Rufus Lamar King. And then about 15, 20 years ago, they spent millions of dollars and changed it to Martin Luther King County. So did anybody come up with any good ideas for renaming Pierce County, which is named after Franklin Pierce, who also, they say, was a slaveholder?
Right. My suggestion was Barbara Bush. Her middle name was Pierce. I believe that's her maiden name, but yes.
What, why don't we just name it Bush County?
Well,
just give it a complete rename.
Yeah, but the idea is to go with a Pierce.
Well, did anybody suggest the one I put in my email to you?
If we're going to name the
greatest Pierce of all was Benjamin Franklin Hawkeye Pierce from MASH. But that, I mean, Hawkeye, MASH was one of the greatest shows in television history. Hawkeye was a great character as created by, I don't remember who played it in the movie, but I mean, it's Alan Alda's role. He just owned it. But I was thinking about that. Hawkeye Pierce County, that'd be pretty cool.
I think that's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
And I think, I got to check this. Maybe you're going to have to check it for me, Nicole. I can't type it while I'm talking. I think Hawkeye was named, according to the TV legend, after a character in Last of the Mohicans.
That is correct.
And
Okay. Yeah. And he was portrayed by Donald Sutherland in the motion picture.
Donald Sutherland. That's right, in the movie. But Alan Alda elevated it to much greater heights. But so Hawkeye Pierce would be cool. But Hawkeye's real name was Benjamin Franklin Pierce, and I'm sure that Benjamin Franklin has to be canceled. But there was a historian at the University of Washington who told King Five his name is Dr. Luther Adams, and he said, yes, Franklin Pierce, who Pierce County is named after, is bad news.
This is a person who was adamant about maintaining slavery. You know, he was an opponent of freedom, an opponent of justice. He aggressively enforced the Fugitive Slave Act.
Okay, so I am calling for, if they're going to change Pierce County as they did King County, to something more palatable. I want it to be Hawkeye Pierce County. That's my plea there. But then there were a bunch of other cancel things. You probably talked about a bunch of these last week. Mount Rushmore, the governor of South Dakota, has come out and said she will not allow protesters to scale and destroy Mount Rushmore, as has been threatened. We saw statues of Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln toppled last week. This one interested me. The Golden Girls have had to be canceled, or at least one episode of The Golden Girls, and that's because, and have you seen the clip from this episode?
No, I didn't watch it.
I saw it just last night. They said they canceled it because of a blackface scene, but right. it's two of them wearing a mud mask,
right.
which
I did hear that.
Is still pretty common, right? Don't people?
It is.
I know that one of my daughters who came to hang out with us during the first shutdown, a couple months ago, she put on a mud mask one night. And,
I have one.
Yeah. And so they seriously have pulled what they said was a blackface scene from Hulu, has the rights to show the episodes of the Golden Girls. And they've pulled the episode that had two of them wearing a mud mask because they say that it looks a little bit like blackface. I mean, this is just insane. And on it goes. What else did I miss in cancel culture? Mount Rushmore, Golden Girls, Splash Mountain. You texted me this one last week, Nicole. Splash Mountain's going to be reimagined because it's based on the Disney movie Song of the South, which they say has a lot of racial iconography. And then an Australian radio station or network, I mean, they have a government broad, kind of like NPR here. They have the Aussie broadcast channel. And they are suggesting that chess is racist because white always moves first. So chess has to either be canceled or we've got to let the black pieces move first, apparently. Shoot. Unilever, the cosmetic, international cosmetics company, they have a Fair and Lovely line of cosmetics. They're going to change the name because they say that it's racist to attach lovely with being fair skinned. So let's see. Eskimo pies. You can't give something a name and then take it back. That's like taking something back. But they're going to change the name of Eskimo pies. Texas Realtor Association says they will no longer use the phrase master bedroom to describe master bedrooms. So that's just a little bit of the latest in our cancel culture in America. And when
what about
we
John
come
Wayne?
Back, well, I will get to that. I'm going to save that for tomorrow. No, I have it right here on my list, but John Wayne Airport. But I have a perfect thing that'll illustrate how insane that is. But I want to give it the time it deserves. Yeah.
It is breaking news that his family came out saying he's not racist. That was just released by TMZ. The statement said John Wayne is not a racist, and then goes on. But his family is fighting back hard right now.
Everybody cites it was an interview he did for Playboy in 1968 or 1969, and he used some troubling language by 2020 standards. But everybody who knew the man said the way he treated people on the sets, and he had lots of diversity in his movies, and the way he treated people was everybody got treated exactly the same. But I'll show you how insane that is, but I'm going to make that one of our teases for tomorrow's big show. Coming up next, our awesome audio clips of the day, straight ahead as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Dory Monson Show's awesome audio is brought to you by Davis Law Group. Good question from listener Linda, who writes, where's Jenny Durkin? No news conference today or yesterday when she let everyone believe the barricades would be removed by Sunday. The last time she went out and addressed the public, she carried on about how sad she was that a 19-year-old was killed. That was a week ago. And she also had a 19-year-old. Now we're down to ages 16 and 14. Where is she? This is certainly worse than Greg Nichols in the snowstorm, but she'll probably be overwhelmingly reelected. Good point, Linda, as always. Linda's always right on point. And with that as a mere prelude, let's get to our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's awesome audio clips of the day.
And imagine this. You finally, after being cooped up, locked down in your house, you finally have a restaurant open. You go out with friends. You just want to have a nice meal. And I got to tell you, getting to Montana last week, it was so rejuvenating for the soul. And it just wasn't as crazed. But imagine in Washington, D.C., people finally get out to a restaurant, and then right in the middle of their expensive meal, they have to deal with this.
Number three.
Group of about 30 people walked in, started screaming a call and response, and the restaurant didn't do anything to keep them out, didn't do anything to have them removed. And I'm telling you, if I'd been dining, and then they asked all the diners to, you know, raise their fists, show their solidarity, you just want to have a meal. And I would have just walked out of the restaurant. But it's just coming into every aspect of life. How about this? In Virginia, a woman has some peaceful protesters jumping on the hood of her car, stopping her from driving down the road with her little girl. Can you imagine the frustration when you get this response when you try to call 911 for help?
Number two.
Right? They're on my car right now.
So we would suggest you slowly drive through the area. Don't hit anyone with your vehicle.
I cannot get out of here. Okay.
Be patient, but I'll let the officers know, okay?
But are you serious?
The city told us that we can't do anything, ma'am. The city told us that this is a sanctioned event.
Get out of my car! You know, this is going to get dangerous. I got a kid here.
Yes, ma'am. We would suggest that you call up City Hall to let them know about your frustrations.
Get out of the way!
No, government's not allowed to do anything anymore. And then finally, at number one, this was somebody sent this to me off of YouTube. And I wish I knew the name of the guy who's doing the interview. The group is, or their outlet is, Concrete Reporting. But they went up to CHOP and they talked to one of the people who's been in camp there for a couple of weeks. And this will give you some insight of what we're dealing with at least one CHOP protester.
Number one.
Everyone started fighting. Yeah. And then afterwards, we got one of our guy bros who was really drunk, who's been drinking every day. I don't think he should be here because of that. In his tent. We picked him up, threw him in his tent. He went back out and started to fight people again.
He might have been mad that you guys threw him into the tent.
Around his tent, yeah, probably. And at that point, everyone dogpiled, and apparently when they did that on the medic, my bro, he was carrying bear mace around, and it apparently exploded.
That's a lot of apparently's.
I don't know what the whole details is, but he's saying it exploded. Other people are saying he used it on people. But all factors is people got bear maced.
Yeah. I can see why this group's been able to outwit, outlast, and outsmart Teddy Durkin. That's it for today. Tom and Curly are coming up next. God bless you in these crazy times. And I'll see you back here tomorrow at high noon. Take care.
You about to break yourself. Believe that. Bye, Felicia.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.